Senate Bill 490, which is another piece of legislation dealing with suicide prevention and awareness, got perfected on the Senate floor today, which means it will likely be third read next week, and then we hope move to the House. This bill is about training in suicide prevention and awareness for our mental health professionals. And as I worked on former suicide prevention and awareness bills in our K-12 schools, I learned that in many areas of mental health, our professionals are not required to take any training in that area, and they encounter people with suicidal tendencies, depression, all the time. With Missouri being the 17th state in the nation in terms of deaths by suicide, and with the rise of them in areas in all age groups, we think it's particularly important that the mental health professionals, who are oftentimes the first person that this depressed person has an opportunity to access and to work through these problems with, don't always really know exactly where to turn or what to do in order to help those patients. So we're excited about the possibilities that we'll have some better trained mental health professionals in the state should this bill go all the way through and be truly agreed to and finally passed. The reason I was actually able to bring this bill to the floor, and I want to just sort of give a shout out to the leadership on the other side of the aisle, who made a change in our procedures and how we deal with our Senate calendar, which allowed all of us to have the opportunity to at least bring one of our bills forward and get it debated on the floor for the possibility of passage. So should that not have happened, we may never have gotten to this bill. And I'm grateful to Senator Richard and Senator Kehoe for making that change and allowing, again, each of us to get an opportunity to move one of our priority bills that had been heard and passed through committee to the floor for a hearing there. So that was one of the positive things that went on this week. This has been a really long week, a very long night early in the week on Monday when we were debating Senate Bill 313, which is a voucher bill, in my estimation, very much opposed by not only our public school districts, but also all kinds of people who are interested in preserving public education and ensuring that vouchers don't exist and that we don't undermine our constitutional mandate not to use taxpayer dollars for attendance at religious schools. So as that bill moves forward, assuming it does next week, I'll give you an in-depth analysis of a lot of the problems with that bill that also now includes a transfer portion, but has some text in it that I think most of us can agree is going to be bad public policy. So I will go into depth with you on that next week, should it be third read on the floor. Another bill that I wanted to talk about that people have been talking about now for years, and a bill that's very important to me and to the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, which is located in my Senate district, and a bill around which, not the bill specifically, but an issue around which my husband has been working to create awareness around the problem of death by opioid abuse. As many of you already know, Missouri is the last holdout, the last state that has not put into place a prescription drug monitoring program. Many of our communities, including St. Louis County, have on their own put something into place, but until we have a statewide program, those local municipalities aren't really as effective in ensuring that people don't come and use the state of Missouri as the playground for accessing opioid drugs by people coming in with prescriptions and doctor shopping to continue to get more and more of those kinds of drugs, which are then turned around and utilized or sold on the streets and have resulted in so many deaths of not just our young people, but people of all ages. So this prescription drug monitoring program has left us here. We spent most of our time on it today on Thursday when we're usually done with session by around noon. It's now 7:30 p.m. This is the week of Passover. It's the weekend of Easter, and I don't think anybody intended for us to be here quite so late today, but there was a lot of concern from a few members who believe that a prescription drug monitoring program puts people's privacy at risk, and many others, and I would say the vast majority because this bill passed, that believe that this is an important program to help stop deaths by opioid overdose and to limit people's access to these narcotics that are ending up addicting people and causing them to, in some cases, have lifelong addictions or to actually die through overdose. So that has been perfected today on the Senate floor. And when I say perfected, I almost say it with quotations because so many amendments that I think undermine what this bill is trying to do were added on to the bill today. But this bill will move forward, and during our conference committee hearing that will take place to bring the House version of the bill and the Senate version version of the bill together to negotiate the differences, I think that some of those bad provisions that were added on today will be stripped out. So it's been a long week for us, a short podcast. I think everybody's anxious to prepare for next week and go home. I wish everybody happy holidays or just a wonderful happy spring weekend in whichever way you celebrate. Thank you.